Part 1. The Ice Cream Romance. Chapter 1. October 1961. Earl Van Best, Jr. sat on a bench in front of the bookstore across the street from Herbert's sherbet shop. He was waiting while the owner of the store tallied up his earnings from the antique books he had brought back from Mexico City. While he sat there, he watched intently as a beautiful young girl came bouncing off the school bus that had just stopped on the corner of 9th Avenue and Judah Street. As she walked, her blonde hair shimmered, reflecting the afternoon sun. He stood up and stepped directly into her path, stopping her before she could cross the street. "Hi," Van said warmly, flashing the charming smile that made him a good salesperson. "Hi," she responded, smiling back before turning to walk toward the ice cream parlor. He followed her. "I'm Van. What's your name?"
"Judy."
Van opened the door for her, and they made their way across the beige mosaic-tiled floor to the glass-framed counter. Judy scanned the selections of sherbet before deciding on a plain vanilla ice cream cone. My father paid for her ice cream and asked if they could share a table. He looked like a nice fellow, very neat and polished, and Judy nodded her agreement, flattered by the attention from such a well-dressed older man. They walked to a table in the corner near the black and white checkered wall. Van sat down and gazed into the clear blue eyes that stared back at him so innocently. He loved beautiful girls. The younger, the better, and this one was prettier than most. Employing the British accent he liked to affect, he asked, "How old are you?" She looked like she was about 20, but he was aware that she had just gotten off a school bus.
"Almost 14.
Van didn't believe her. She was much too mature, too pretty to be that young. "Impossible," he murmured. "Yep," she giggled, licking her ice cream cone before adding, "My birthday is October 8th. He sat there for a moment, wondering if he should stay, but one look into her smiling eyes convinced him that her age did not matter. Although he was 27, it was, from my father, love at first sight. Total and complete. He had to have her. She was young, innocent, malleable. To Judy, Van seemed worldly and wise as he told her stories about trips to Mexico, about growing up in Japan. He talked about music and art and literature, things the adults in her life didn't talk about. "Where do you live?" Van asked.
"By the park," Judy replied. "On 7th Avenue."
"With your parents?" Van pressed. "My mom and stepdad, but I don't like him. He's mean," Judy said. "I have a mean stepfather, too," Van said, adding softly, "I would never be mean to you." Judy giggled and stood up. "I'd better get home before I get in trouble." Van followed her out the door and watched her walk up the hill until she was out of sight before he headed back into the bookstore to collect the money owed him. Satisfied with the store owner's estimation of the value of his books, he headed back to the Castro district, just around Mount Sutro, where he lived with his mother and stepfather. The next afternoon, Van stood in front of the ice cream shop, waiting for the school bus that hopefully would again deliver to him the loveliest girl he had ever seen. He watched as some pedestrians walked out of an Asian market and into a nearby Irish pub. Others stopped at sidewalk cafes, enticed by the aroma of coffee streaming from their doorways. The Sunset District was always filled with pedestrians, mostly young college and high school students, and older locals, businessmen who had helped develop the area, believing America's promise of a better life for hardworking immigrant entrepreneurs. My father wanted that entrepreneur lifestyle, and he was smart enough to have it. He had graduated from Lowell High School, a school that catered to gifted children, and attended City College of San Francisco. But his grades belied his intelligence. B's and C's lined his transcripts,
except in English and ROTC, where he excelled. Those were the only subjects that really interested him. He had spent much of his life reading everything he could find, but he especially enjoyed literature, the kind that bores the presumably less intelligent.